Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No winner of Monday's $1 billion Powerball jackpot. It grows to $1.09 billion for Wednesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to sit on the Senate-passed $100 billion military aid package, mainly for Ukraine. He wants to loan Ukraine some money and steal frozen Russian assets to give to Kyiv. The House returns next week, and Johnson might find his job on the line. Marjorie Taylor Greene has already filed a motion to get rid of him.
She hasn't forced a vote on that. However, it does look like that's going to be increasingly likely. She has had complaints in the past about the bipartisan deal that Johnson struck with Democrats, but she's also identified Ukraine assistance as a red line for her and said that if he allows a vote on the floor on Ukraine, she will try to oust him.
ABC's Rachel Bade. Donald Trump posted the $175 million bond needed to appeal New York State's nearly $500 million business fraud judgment. This is ABC News. At the Port of Baltimore, workers have opened a narrow, relatively shallow channel to allow smaller boats to get around the wreck of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The work is moving. The mission continues.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
My directive is to complete this mission with no injuries and no casualties. We've already lost six Marylanders to this crisis. I refuse to lose any more.
He will go to Baltimore.
The White House says President Biden will meet Friday in Baltimore with state and local officials, including Maryland Governor Wes Moore, and get a firsthand look at the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on why this visit is important for officials and first responders.
To see the president, to hear from the commander-in-chief, to know that he appreciates the work that they've been doing around the clock, to also be there for the community.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And in New York, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday night. His national press secretary won't say whether the former president will announce any political endorsements in Green Bay. Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump will unveil his agenda. Both Trump and President Biden have already clinched their party's nominations. The Wisconsin primary is also Tuesday. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin will take part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are home during the summer months.
Shelley Fortner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a three-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a three-game suspension. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly rain in the overnight, but a little snow mixing in towards sunrise, but little to no accumulation expected with lows in the mid-30s. Rain and snow looking likely on Tuesday. Cloudy skies and highs right around 40, little to no accumulation. Right now it's 37.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin without the yelling and screaming. These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, the former lobbyist for Gun Owners of America. He's the founder of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, the website. He established the County Sheriff Project movement, both of which reaffirm what they claim is the constitutional power to refuse to enforce federal laws. And further to this, he's on the board of directors of the Oath Keepers, a far-right militia group. Sheriff Mack, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've talked.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
I am not on the board of Oath Keepers, and I quit Oath Keepers in 2016.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the update, because I was a little surprised. I mean, they got taken down pretty bad after January 6th.
They did.
So you were...
But you need to know something, though, so do your viewers.
Sure.
Well, what year was 2000? What year was January 6th? Wasn't that 2001?
Yes.
Or, I mean,
2021.
Sorry.
Yeah.
2021?
Yeah.
I quit them 6 years before that. So I was way ahead of the curve, and I didn't like how they were, the direction they were going. When I first was with them, they were an educational organization to teach military and law enforcement. That we all took an oath, and we need to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. And that's my thesis. That's what I do.
Sure.
And then they switched to becoming a national security organization dash kind of militia, and I quit them.
Yeah, I get it. So thank you for clarifying that.
And one other thing, I had nothing to do with January 6th, and I did not go to January 6th, and I told all of our members and supporters not to go to January 6th.
Well, that was very wise. So, Sheriff Mack, you sent me an article titled The Greatest Purveyor of Violence in the World. People can Google it, quoting Martin Luther King and whatnot. But the essence of it was that you're arguing that the tyranny in America right now is the bureaucracy, basically, what some refer to as the deep state. And I'm a little baffled by this. I mean, I understand why Charles Koch, has spent probably billions of dollars over the years trying to make government smaller. He runs refineries that spew poisons into the air, and less regulation means more profit for him, even if it means, Cancer Alley across Texas and Louisiana. But I don't understand why a middle-class guy like yourself would be opposed to the government playing a role in making sure that our drugs are safe, our food is safe, our air and water are clean, that our schools fine. I just don't get it. Where is the tyranny for average people?
Well, that article was much stronger than that, and so was Martin Luther King's rhetoric. He said that the United States of America was the greatest purveyor of violence in the world. And I still claim that he was correct. And the coincidence of that is 1 year from the date that he said that, he was murdered.
Right. Well, he was talking about both violence against black people and violence against Vietnamese. Again, how does that affect a white guy like you, a middle class person, a middle class white guy?
I am against all violence, and I'm against all corruption. I'm against all tyranny. And the bureaucracies simply have gotten out of control. And my deal is this. I've been told over and over that I'm anti-government. I am not anti-government. I'm anti-corruption, and most of our government just happens to be corrupt.
So give me an example.
You making excuses for it is ridiculous. Okay, how about this? That both Republicans and Democrats totally support the IRS and continue to fund them. They continue to do $32 trillion debt. How much is the debt going to be next year, Tom? It'll be 35 or 36.
Well,
how about
the year after that? Two quick things
here. It'll be 37 or 38.
No, you're absolutely right, Sheriff Mack. You're absolutely right. And you know, if you add up Ronald Reagan's tax cuts for billionaires, George W. Bush's tax cuts for billionaires, and Donald Trump's tax cuts for billionaires, it equals more than $35 trillion. In other words, had Reagan not cut taxes, I mean, we had left World War II with 137% of GDP as our debt, the highest it's ever been in the history of the United States. Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and Dwight Eisenhower paid it off.
And you're better than that.
No. That debt was steadily going down until 1981.
Those tax cuts helped me.
No, they didn't.
I am not.
I mean, they may well have, but they didn't.
I'll tell you who the millionaires are, though. The Democrats and Republicans who go to Washington, D.C. Even Bernie Sanders is now a millionaire, lives in a million-dollar home.
Well,
and AOC will be the same. And how do we know?
He sold a book. Come on.
And remember, you said that I ran for Congress. I did. Yeah. I ran against a millionaire Lamar Smith Republican in Texas in 2012. Guess how he made $8 million? Playing the slot machines in Washington, D.C., known as inside trading.
Well, and that's, Democrats, you and I agree that that's wrong, But you know,
you're Nancy Pelosi, number one. And they all do it, Tom, but you keep carrying the water for the corrupt Democrats. I hate all corruption from both sides.
I am example, Richard, that you have given me is that we have a $34 trillion debt, and I pointed out to you that 100% of that debt is tracked back to three Republican presidents, and you said that we shouldn't have an IRS. If we shouldn't have an IRS, how do you intend to fund the government?
Because if they did constitutional spending, and if the tax structure was simple, Tom, we wouldn't need the IRS. But it's so convoluted with 750,000 pages of convolution that they don't even keep track of, that they fail their own audits. Tom, do not make excuses for corruption.
Then join me, Richard, in calling for an end to Citizens United, an end to the legal bribery of politicians. You've got five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court who said in 1978 and in 2010 that it's perfectly legal to bribe politicians. It's called free speech now. I mean, we need to. Shouldn't we form an alliance, a right-left alliance, to say end that?
I would be happy to sit down with you and discuss the donations that come to politicians, because that needs to change as well. And people like
you get that that's going to require a bureaucracy, Richard.
But Tom, you asked me for more examples of corruption.
Okay.
And you barely let me get one out. The other one was, remember when I was on your show about 8 years ago? It was about the bureaucracies attacking the Amish in this country. And Sam Girard spent almost 5 years in prison because he didn't get permission from the FDA to make his little salve. They're going after Amish all across the country.
Right, he was
now
selling a drug
Miller
and making claims for it.
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't get to sacrifice liberty or religious freedom. That this is all about the Amish's religious freedom and their pursuit of happiness, and then you want bureaucracies to come in and put them in prison.
So hang on
and
just a second,
Richard.
And I know
you don't want that.
Let me just make
I know you don't.
Let me just make sure that I understand what you're saying. Back before the FDA was created, you had guys traveling around the country in trucks selling basically, morphine as a, you know, and selling cocaine.
No,
and
selling now you're making all kinds excuses of horrible to keep things. The corruption.
No,
now
what I'm saying is if you're saying, and by the way, you're not the first to say this. This was Milton Friedman's thing, is that we shouldn't have any regulation of drugs. That just, you know, when people start dying, then people will notice to avoid a particular, you know, substance or seller.
I'm not quoting Milton Friedman.
But it sounds to me like what you're saying is
you think the federal government has all this power, and they don't. The states can take care of that problem. The states have regulatory authority.
Well, how is a state bureaucracy different from a federal bureaucracy? None. They're all bureaucrats.
Oh, well, thank goodness we have King Biden telling all of us if we can have a gas stove or a gas car.
He's not telling us that.
After truckers.
He's providing incentives to move in other directions, but he's not trying to end those things.
Come on. You're allowing the president to be king. That the king now spoke. You cannot have a gas stove. And now these truckers have
Richard,
to stop.
Richard, Trump wants to be king. Biden's not playing king.
Don't get me into the Trump-Biden thing, okay? I'm not about that. I'm about stopping all corruption for both Republicans and Democrats.
I get it.
And you keep carrying the water for Democrats.
But you haven't given me an example of corruption that makes any sense. Yes, insider trading among members of Congress. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But, this is a small thing. That doesn't affect
the
average person.
It's okay to put Amish farmers in prison. It's okay.
If they're selling drugs illegally, yes.
Oh, chickweed is not a drug. It's not a drug.
If you make medical claims for it, it becomes a drug.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Yeah, I can claim anything I want. It doesn't make it a drug.
You can't claim it in commerce. You can't claim. You can't make claims for things.
So you want to keep marijuana illegal.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's a drug. And you just said we got to protect people from all these
drugs. We regulate marijuana. Here in Oregon, it's legal.
Okay, how about COVID-19 mandates that we shut down churches, we arrested ministers, we arrested people.
We saved lives doing that.
But you think it's okay because it's taking care of people.
I think public health is an important thing, yes.
It might be an important theme, but it doesn't supersede the Constitution or God-given rights.
I disagree.
And you're wrong about that.
During the great flu pandemic, masks were mandated by President Wilson and by states all over the country. And the Supreme Court ruled that this was not a violation of individual rights.
Oh, well, my Supreme Court decision said that that the federal government cannot do that.
When?
We have held, however, that legislatures are not subject to federal direction. I'm the only sheriff in America that started a major lawsuit against the federal government and won. And just recently, the governor of Utah just quoted that case because he's tired of the federal government acting like they're king.
So you want to overturn the supremacy clause?
Do not ask government to be king, Tom.
You want to end the supremacy clause?
And he quoted the supremacy clause. Scalia talked about the supremacy clause. It does not grant carte blanche to the federal government.
Federal law supersedes state law.
No, it does not. Read my decision. Read my decision. It does not. The state sovereignty is still there.
Well, of course, state sovereignty is still there. But federal law is supreme in the United States over state law.
Tom, that's not true. Look at the New York case, New York v. U.S. Look at Mack Prince v. U.S. Look at Lopez v. U.S. Look at Bond v. U.S. They're how the federal government has only discrete enumerated powers. Read the Constitution, what they can do and cannot do.
Sheriff
it's
Back,
very
we're,
limited.
We're flat out of time. I'm sorry, but people can follow you on X at Max Sheriff.
You keep me on too short. Come on, this is too short.
This is as much time as anybody gets. In fact, it's more than most people get. Sheriff Back, thank you for dropping by. We'll live the battle again. I appreciate it. Max Sheriff over on Twitter. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
Soaring from the above Eagles Riverside Nest, Park in Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of lacrosse. You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, there are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. Superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of ingredients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 24 minutes past the hour. And remember Newbem? Or is it New Bern? No, it's Newbem. N-E-W-B-E-M, Alabama. They haven't held an election in decades. This is a very small town in Alabama. It's 80% black, but white people have run the town since the Confederacy. And white people want to continue to run the town. And a couple of years ago, when nobody bothered to file to be the mayor, basically what they were doing is they were handing the mayor and city council positions down. Every couple of years when there should have been an election, they would just say, well, I'm just passing this seat along to Joe Blow, the next guy. And this is how they've been doing it, without elections for a century, or for decades anyway. So anyhow, when nobody signed up to be the mayor, the first official black mayor of Newbem signed up and said, his name is Braxton. Patrick Braxton, the first black mayor of Newbem in its history. But the white guys who control the town are saying, no, you can't, we're not going to let you run the town. You can't, you're not really the mayor. So now the Legal Defense Fund is suing, saying, you got to have an election. And you got to let this guy run. And the white people who are running the town are going, no, we don't. So stay tuned. Well, I'll keep you up to date on this, but... this is absolutely good news. I mean, this is just fascinating news. Here in Oregon, sales of electric cars this year over last year are up 40%. 1 in 7 of the new cars sold in Oregon last year were electric cars. And this year, the sale of electric cars is up 41%. Portland ranks 7th among the nation's 50 largest metro areas by share of new electric cars, which means there's 6 other towns that are doing better than we are. And we're kicking ass here. They note, this is in the Oregonian, our statewide newspaper, strikingly, sales kept climbing all year, and even after the state suspended a $2,500 electric vehicle rebate in April because the program ran out of money. By 2032, which is just, 8 years from now, they expect more than half of all new vehicles sold in Oregon to be electric cars. Meanwhile, California has raised the minimum wage for fast food workers up to $20. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break and how the McDonald's franchisees are all whining and complaining. Although, weirdly enough, most of them, their trade association that represents them, actually supports this. I'll tell you about that and why it's important on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break as well. Stay with us. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No winner of Monday's $1 billion Powerball jackpot. It grows to $1.09 billion for Wednesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to sit on the Senate-passed $100 billion military aid package, mainly for Ukraine. He wants to loan Ukraine some money and steal frozen Russian assets to give to Kyiv. The House returns next week, and Johnson might find his job on the line. Marjorie Taylor Greene has already filed a motion to get rid of him.
She hasn't forced a vote on that. However, it does look like that's going to be increasingly likely. She has had complaints in the past about the bipartisan deal that Johnson struck with Democrats, but she's also identified Ukraine assistance as a red line for her and said that if he allows a vote on the floor on Ukraine, she will try to oust him.
ABC's Rachel Bade. Donald Trump posted the $175 million bond needed to appeal New York State's nearly $500 million business fraud judgment. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Muhammad of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Milwaukee Brewers' home opener is Tuesday, which figures because there'll be 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. That total might be lower depending on how much rain's mixed with the snow. The American Family Field parking lot opens just after noon for tailgating. Gates to the ballpark open after 1, and the first pitch is at 3:10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly rain in the overnight, but a little snow mixing in towards sunrise, but little to no accumulation expected with lows in the mid-30s. Rain and snow looking likely on Tuesday. Cloudy skies and highs right around 40. Little to no accumulation. Right now it's 37.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Joe, the 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality. I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So the minimum wage for fast food workers in California just ticked up to $20 an hour. Now, it's not quite that big a deal because I believe California's minimum wage was already $16 an hour. So, you know, it's like an extra $4. And interestingly, when the minimum wage went up to $16 an hour, all across California, you had all these right-wingers who were going on TV saying the same thing that, frankly, I was astonished this morning. MSNBC, the supposedly liberal network, ran three or four different packages and reports talking about how prices of fast food are going to go up in California. That's BS. They don't have to go up. Profits might go down very slightly. Dividends might go down very slightly. Some of these companies might not have as many share buybacks, but they don't have to raise prices. And in fact, when California doubled its minimum wage, it took it from $8 to $16 a couple of years ago. Again, they were all saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, the prices are going to explode. Not only did prices not go up, business went up. Fast food restaurants' profits increased because people had more money to buy their damn products. I shouldn't say damn. I mean, they're, well, you know, no fan of fast food. But in any case, more money to buy their products. When wages go up, it stimulates the economy. You know, Ronald Reagan and the right-wingers, the Republicans, tried to sell us this idea that the way to stimulate the economy is to give the job creators more money with tax cuts. It never worked. It was a lie in 1980 when Reagan did it. In the 1980s, it was a lie in the 2000s when George W. Bush did it. It was a lie 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when Donald Trump did it. And it's a lie today. Raising the wages of average working people stimulates the economy. It's going to strengthen the economy on which the fast food industry depends, not hurt it. And it's going to increase their profits. There's about 500,000 people who work in fast food restaurants. And by the way, they're not teenagers. So anyhow, just FYI, keep an eye on this one, right? And you know, you might want to push back on MSNBC from time to time when they and other networks when they say, oh, yeah, well, prices are going to go up because wages went up. Sorry, wages and prices don't always track. Wages are a small part of the overall expense of running a company like McDonald's. Faye in Plano, Illinois. Hey, Faye, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Yes. Hi, Tom. I'm listening. I'm gaining tools in my tool belt. But what I'm not understanding is President Biden's take on the southern border. I'm understanding about Port Arthur and what the Saudis and others are doing to our gas prices. And Bob Casey said it's corporate greed inflation. But I just don't have many tools. It would... President Biden, if he just shut down the border, remember when Trump did the Muslim ban for his first month in office, 120 or 180 days, he mentioned seven Muslim countries that they were not going to be allowed, and then it was Supreme Court or whatever happened to that Muslim ban. Do you have any tools for us Democrats of our position on the border? Would Biden be in trouble if he just said, signed an executive order, absolutely no one crosses the southern border? Or what do you have to say?
He can't do that, Faye, with an executive order. He would have to have an excuse. And the excuse that Trump used was the pandemic. But the pandemic is now, you know, officially over. So that excuse is no longer viable. But the simple reality is that the United States Senate, on a bipartisan basis, this was negotiated between Democrats and Republicans. One of the lead authors was Jim Lankford, the Republican from, what is it, Wyoming? Montana? Where is he from?
Oklahoma.
That's right. You're right. Oklahoma. Thank you, Faye. Jim Lankford, the you know, right, hardcore right-wing Republican, was the lead author of this thing. And it, by and large, closes the border. It provides for several thousand new employees for ICE and Customs and Border Protection, CBP. And Joe Biden was like, hey, I'll sign this. Send it to me. Yep. And Donald Trump came out and said, that will solve the problem on the border. Therefore, do not allow that legislation to get out of the House of Representatives. And MAGA, you know, Moscow Mike Johnson has been sitting on it, just like he's sitting on aid to Ukraine. And I think it's just a crime. And he needs to release that legislation and get it signed so that President Biden can fix the border. And that's your talking point. That's your Democratic talking point, Faye, is, you know, the Democrats would solve this problem with Republican help if Trump and Putin weren't sabotaging it.
Would he be up for impeachment if he just said, I'm shutting down the border? Or what tools would they use, you know, if he, as commander-in-chief, without laws, tried to do something?
They would
file
a lawsuit against him at the Supreme Court, and it would prevail.
And
that's the thing. Biden's not going to do something that he knows is going to get knocked down, and that's the problem. Faye, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Good luck, you know, and keep talking to your friends. Thank you very much, and convincing them of, you know, of what's true and what's right. Lowell in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Lowell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm glad you were talking about free speech today, and I wanted to ask, you know, a question in regards to, you know, journalism, and ask why Julian Assange is still being prosecuted by the Biden administration.
My understanding
it seems
is
like
that
we should have dropped this by now.
Yeah, my understanding is that he would not be prosecuted for being a journalist. He was going to be prosecuted for colluding with Russian intelligence and for basically talking people like Reality Winner and I'm forgetting the name of the other person, into violating the law, into stealing documents from their particular agencies, and then coordinating with Russian intelligence how he was going to release them. That's my understanding of what he was being prosecuted for, not for acts of journalism, but for acts of basically political sabotage and espionage.
Well, he was originally arrested for rape charges, which were dropped. Then he was brought up on charges by that child molester that was working under him, who invented charges that later dropped those. And now the Trump administration brought Espionage Act charges against him.
Correct. And
so he can drop
those. They should love him because he was working on behalf of Donald Trump. I mean, you know, when he was coordinating the release of Hillary's emails and the DNC emails. And by the way, the same Russian intelligence service.
That's the thing you need to update your facts on that. He did not coordinate with Russia on that.
Well, okay, I will look that up, Lowell. To the best of my knowledge, that was the case. You know, I could be wrong. I don't claim to be an expert on Julian Assange.
We need to stop, you know, this flaming on Julian Assange because, you know, he exposes what is, you know, sent to him. And, you know,
yes and no.
He was selectively
exposing the stuff that was sent to him and timing it for maximum political gain for Donald Trump and maximum political pain for Hillary Clinton. That I'm quite sure is not in dispute. And that's not journalism.
Well, Hillary Clinton
that's
was
political
openly
activism.
Trying to prosecute him as well. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's and she was, you know, joking about droning him.
So she told a joke. That's a crime?
Well, when you're in a position of power where you have the power to do that, that's not exactly appropriate.
Well, I don't disagree that it's inappropriate.
Killing journalists.
I don't disagree that it's inappropriate.
If another politician
but that doesn't make
that,
Julian Assange a saint. And in my mind, he's
no,
not.
No, he's not.
Well, I'm gonna move along here. We're talking in circles now. Lance in Hot Springs, Montana. Hey, Lance, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I've just been waiting to hear an ad from Biden asking the Supreme Court to go ahead to give Trump and him immunity. Because that would be the case, right? If Trump gets immunity, Biden automatically gets it.
They're going to hear that case in 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. And then, it's a no-brainer, because if they give Biden immunity, he's going to ask all the Supreme Court people that are in the pockets of the billionaires to retire or face SEAL Team 6.
I was just going to say, yeah, or he could send SEAL Team 6 after them. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, it's absurd on its face. As the judge in the, I forget which circuit this was before, but as the circuit court judge, I believe it was the D.C. appeal court, asked that question. If the president wanted to kill somebody, is he immune? And the answer was yes. And I just don't think that's going to fly. Lance, thanks for the call. We'll be back 45 minutes past the hour. Last thoughts on Julian Assange. He's been in jail for 5 years. I do think that it's time to end that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
The Mississippi's far left, on Alaska on the right.
And of course, look
right in the middle.
Eagle
1490
WLCX,
the talk of lacrosse.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018, 800-884-9018, 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual paperwork, taking forever to close the books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, and one. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, that's NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ken in Lafayette, Colorado. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. I'll be real quick. I was hoping to get in shortly after Mr. Richard Mack was on. Mm-hmm. But just a couple of quick points. Richard Mack just confirmed he's still a right-wing wackadoodle. He is the founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, if I understand correctly.
That's correct.
And the Southern Poverty Law Center deemed them an anti-government group.
Okay. I know.
So, and my point being, Richard Mack is walking. But I quit, you know, the SPOCA. And, oh yeah, Oath Keepers. Oh, I quit them. And remember, Stuart Rhodes was sentenced to 18 years in prison as the head of the Oath Keepers for his part in the riot.
Right. Yeah, he's okay, serving like a 20-year sentence or something like that. It's huge.
Well, exactly. So it just Richard Mack basically trying to walk back, if you will, the fact that I quit these groups. Both sides don't do it. I just wanted to point his hypocrisy and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers is still relevant today, are still alive and well today.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of members. They've got a lot of cops who've signed up for this thing.
Yeah, and as a person of color and your listeners, that's something to be concerned about when you go about your daily business. You know, who is this law officer? Where's his mindset at? You know, anyway, I just want to point out that it was a lame attempt of Richard Mack to kind of walk back his involvement in these just un-American, anti-government, racist organizations is my point.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be a little more respectable, but still a wackadoodle. I get it. Ken, thank you very much. Yeah, spot on. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wayne in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Wayne, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? I just want to say I just appreciate your intellect and your reasoning. It's just wonderful, and I'm so glad you have a way to represent what we are in this country. And you represent a lot of people. But anyway, besides that, I wanted to ask you what you think about the implementation of sentencing in this country. You know, you just recently had the guy that the crypto crook, he got 10 years or more for what,
I think he got, you know, more than that.
You know, I thought that was a fair sentencing, but we almost had our country brought down by insurrectionists. And I don't know if you know all the sentencing of people that got convicted, but, you know, a lot of them just got a few months.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get your idea on, do you think that emboldens people that want to do our government officials harm when they know if they get caught or they do something heinous that they will just probably get a few months of jail time?
I think that of the thousands of people who showed up on January 6th, probably the vast majority of them thought that they were there to do the right thing. They thought that the President of the United States had asked them to do this. And they were not trying to kill police officers. They were trying to, you know, have their voice heard by Congress. I think that a smaller percentage of them, I know, a smaller percentage of them were hell-bent for leather on killing police officers. You know, probably a few hundred, maybe a thousand, I don't know, out of the estimated, 4,000 or 5,000 who showed up.
The highest sentence, I only heard months of sentencing. I didn't hear any years. And that sounds very disturbing.
I think there's a number of people who got multiple years. Yeah, I'd have to go through the cases, Wayne, but, you know, there has been a whole spectrum of punishments there. You know, I think the big problem is not, you know, how much time those guys got. I think the big problem is that none of the people who were involved in the planning or execution of this thing, none of the, you know, the Tommy Tuberville's, the Donald Trump's, his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, you know, none of those people have been held to account for January 6th. And that's a crime in my mind.
What does that say for rule of law? Because when I was growing up, I remember this one couple that sold state secrets to the Russians. They got executed.
Yeah, the Rosenbergs. Now Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
Yeah, and nowadays, you know, we get months for doing treasonous high crime misdemeanor acts now.
No, Trump is stashing, you know, top secret documents at Mar-a-Lago in rooms that are, you know, available to the public with a giant high-speed copier machine in them, by the way.
In the past, he would have got executed without a blink, and everybody would have been cool with it.
That was Roy Cohn's work. Roy Cohn, who was Trump's lawyer and best friend, was the guy who argued that the Rosenbergs should get the electric chair and you know, was the one who really led that as a cause in the media as well as in the courts. And, you know, I think it was wrong. There's fairly clear evidence now that Ethel Rosenberg knew nothing about what her husband was up to, you know, she was unfairly put to death. And arguably even he, you know, getting the electric chair for that is pretty intense, but I think it does make an argument for, you know, finding out exactly how badly Trump has betrayed America in all of his interactions with Putin. Wayne, thank you for the call. Spot on. We'll be back with more of your calls and more of the news of the day in just a moment. John Pavlovitz is going to drop by. Christians can condemn Christian nationalism. And is there a new legal headache coming for Donald Trump? I'll tell you about those things and be picking up your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
what Lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Facing a Thursday deadline, Donald Trump came up with the cash.